Mary Mulhern wants the Tampa port to handle a higher percentage of U.S. exports to Cuba, and some residents who spoke today agree. In the event that the U.S. embargo on Cuba is fully lifted, Mulhern wants Tampa to be ready. During public comment, Don Barco asked whether Tampa will prepare for this possibility.
Is Tampa going to sit passively on the sidelines and let Birmingham and let Jacksonville and let all other places go ahead of the line? Or is Tampa going to be active?
Al Arteaga is from Cuba, and he said he was happy to be on the first direct Tampa flight to Cuba earlier this month.
I was on the flight the 8th of September to go from Tampa to Havana. That's history. Never was that opportunity to the people who got family there, who have thousands, to be able to just one trip, not need to go to Miami.
He hopes to import things like mangoes to Tampa and suggested that medicine from Cuba would be beneficial to trade with the U.S. Sylvia Alvarez was born in Cuba and is Arteaga's daughter.
It made a huge difference in his life and in being able to see one of his goals accomplished. But I just want to say this to all of you. If you've never had a mango from Cuba, you've never had a mango.
Alvarez also translated for Vicente Amor, who also has a local travel agency. He said that unless Tampa is more open with Cuba, Miami and other cities will take all of his business opportunities.
En este tiempo que nosotros estamos hablando, hay una compañía charter de Miami que está operando.
Right now, there is a company in Miami that is the one who is running the charters from Miami as well as the ones out of Tampa. And he has not been able to work with the group in Miami. At this point, five people came from Miami to Tampa, and they're the ones who are running the operation. That's the profit that could be coming to his company as well as jobs to the people of Tampa.
Councilmember Mike Suarez was the only one to oppose the letter of greetings from Tampa to Cuba because he thought the city was overstepping its boundaries.
I don't believe that we should make government-to-government communications from this council to governments that do not have normalized relations with the U.S. government. That's all I'm saying. And again, it can mean any government, whether it's the Palestinian Authority, Syrian government, whatever it is.
Al Fox, the president of the Alliance for Responsible Cuba Policy Foundation, said hundreds of cities are already benefiting from a closer relationship with Cuba. Terry Watson criticized Mike Suarez for not seizing a business opportunity.
It's been said that we shouldn't have government-to-government business, but right now, as we speak, there's ports in Mobile and New Orleans and Jacksonville that's doing business with Cuba through their ports, while our port stands idly by and lets this business pass us by.
Mary Mulhern said that if Tampa doesn't expand its dialogue with Cuba, the city will be left out in the cold when the Cold War finally ends.
This is why we need to be friends with them. We need to show our friendship, because if we don't, the embargo is going to end no matter what happens. If everyone knows it's going to end sometime in the near future, if other cities, other ports, other airports, other mayors, other city councils, other chambers of commerce, economic development groups, governors have that relationship, and many of them do, we are already behind. And so we need to get together now and go for this.
Mulhern said that during session, she received a text message notifying her that the Tampa Chamber of Commerce also voted today to send their executive director to Cuba. They intend to foster a business relationship that could further expand if the U.S. embargo on Cuba is lifted. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Josh Holton.